So joining me is Caleb McKay.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Yeah, really good, man. Thank you.
Did you enjoy your set today?
I did. You know, it was really good fun. You know, like, great room, actually.
Isn't
really
it good?
Fun to play. Yeah. It was cool arriving yesterday, you know, and seeing Saxon on stage, you know, with so much energy and just thinking, yeah, we're on next. You know, it's going to be fun.
Had you seen Saxon before?
No, I hadn't.
Neither had I.
Right, okay.
So it was like,
yeah,
I've never seen Saxon.
No, it was a vibe. You know.
Really good.
Yeah.
So what's your background? Where are you from and how did you get to today?
Yeah,
and don't say in a car or a van.
No, born in Australia. Started playing piano from a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And moved to London when I was 3. Started playing guitar when I was 12. Started recording at 16.
Wow.
And 25 now. And just finished recording my debut album. Yeah.
Cool. And things are going well. I mean, I see you've got the tour lined up with Uli.
Yeah. Going to be really cool. You know, I have a little respect for this guy, you know, this artist, you know, just someone who's clearly done whatever he wants to do. And I really like people like that. You know,
I once had the pleasure of doing one of his Sky Academies.
Right.
Sky
cool.
Guitar
yeah,
Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're all sat there as guitarists and fans, like, my goodness, and listening to all this great stuff.
Right,
and then he goes, okay, so now every one of you can all play. And I'm sat in the back, and I'm going, okay. And we knew it was kind of the idea, it was bring a guitar and bring an amp. And
yes.
So I'd done that. And I'd just got a new, smaller amp, so I didn't have to carry my stack around.
Yep.
I'd never used it.
Yeah.
And I'd seen this really cool guitar on eBay that was just, it looked cool, but it was cheap.
Yeah.
And I decided I'd take that. So I'd never played that either.
Yeah.
So
they're
in the room, they get to the back, heck, my turn. And I'm like, what am I going to play? And the band I was in, we did a cover of Def Leppard's Hysteria. So I started playing that.
Yeah.
And my mate, whose place it was at, all he said afterwards, you played fucking Hysteria to the original. Yeah? Why? I love Def Leppard.
Yeah.
I actually know the song because I'm playing it a lot at the moment.
Right.
So it's like, but the best bit was, Uli John Loft just goes, this is it, I've not used before. This. You have quite a nice tone. You have a very nice tone.
Oh, really? Right. Cool.
This is cool. This is really cool. And then he said the line that will be on my gravestone.
All right.
In fact, you are quite good. Uli John Roth says, David is really quite good.
That's a cool
thing. That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
I mean, quite good. Is Uli John Roth? I'd take quite good.
I'd take that, man.
I'd take that.
Yeah.
So you started playing piano. What made you want to pick up a guitar? Or was the piano sort of one of those things as a kid that you do piano lessons? Or was that a choice as well?
Well, that was like a natural... my mother's a pianist. So
there you go. That makes sense then.
That was just the route I went into. But she bought me an electric guitar and just I think the excitement and the kind of sexiness of the instrument really captured me from a young age and is all I've really done with my life. You know, the electric guitar. Yeah. Absolutely.
And was there with a certain guitarist when you were growing up that made you go, like, yeah, that's, I love that.
Yeah,
not necessarily want to be a replica of that person.
Yeah. I mean, certainly, you know, all those great performers like Hendrix and Jimmy Page and Mick Ronson, really big influence. And then the singers as well.
Yeah.
You know, certainly, the Robert Plants and the Paul Rogers and, those kind of guys really is. Inspired me. Yeah, I still do, of course. Yeah.
And as you say, your album's just finished. Is it out now? Or just about to come out?
It's going to come out next year.
Next year.
You know, there's still a little bit of tweaking on it to do. And then
I've had so many press releases about the tour. I'm like, kind of, is the album out now? Is it coming out?
And
I'm old, so my brain's gone.
I really just finished it maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
So actually still... in a way, recovering from it. You know, really worked hard and kind of certainly initially felt that kind of post-marathon depression. I really missed having this thing. You know, I mean, it's fantastic to listen to it, but kind of wondering what on earth to do with my life.
Yeah.
Make a second one.
And something that I'm as a music fan,
yeah,
you always think, oh, I've done my first record, or my second record, or my 35th record, what, it doesn't really matter. And you go, once you've finished it, is it a massive relief and you never want to hear it again for a while, or is it something that you want to go back to and go, you know what, I am really proud of what I've done, and go from there? Or does it just tend to vary depending on how you feel?
It's crazy because, yeah, I can certainly feel exhausted by it, but I can't stop listening to it even still. You know, like, I just I won't turn it off, you know. I'm reliving the moment.
That sounds like the kind of music fan that I am. Anytime I've ever recorded anything, and I'm not the masses with bands I've been in, but we do a bit and it's like, I want to hear it again.
Exactly.
There's only your bit on it. I went, I want to hear it again.
I understand that completely.
And even now it's done and finished.
Yeah.
Do you go back and listen to it and go, oh, I should have done that a bit differently, or are you totally, yeah, you know, I got it and we kept going till it was exactly how I wanted it?
I mean, do you know what, I find that that's the key to recording, really, is kind of becoming okay with the imperfections, you know, because I can pick flaws in just about anything I ever do, you know, but that's certainly, you know, it's not necessarily anything anyone else would notice.
No.
It's very, you know, sort of insular kind of criticism. Certainly as well, some of the, I mean, this is rock and roll. It's not meant to be perfect. I mean, the Hendrix stuff is fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
Actually trying to engineer almost in a little bit of that. Kind
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I always used to find it when we played covers, and there'd be in bands where people go, we can't do that one, it's not right, it's not perfect, it's not like the record, it's not like this. And I'm going, why should it be like the record? Why?
Yes.
Why? Oh, we got that bit wrong. Went, nobody noticed.
Yeah.
I did. I mean, you did. I did, maybe. Nobody out there notices. They don't know the songs as well as you do. So
totally.
If you're going to beat yourself up over it, they're going to see that.
Yeah.
And that's
what
will spoil it, not a note that goes wrong. In fact, Uwe was good about, said something good about if you play the wrong note. Who says it's the wrong note?
Well, that's totally...
Keep playing and make it the right one.
It's an open-minded musician, you know.
And he kind of go, And but he showed it, and it was like, he played a piece, and he just threw a note in that was, you know, it wouldn't have made sense.
But
then did it again, and then did it, and all of a sudden, within seconds, you're going, oh, no, it is the right note.
Certainly.
All this music really
that kind of approach and mindset I really like. Yeah, definitely.
So once you've done the Uwe tour,
have you
got plans for the next year? Obviously the album comes out after that, and then have you got sort of the next year planned out?
Not particularly. We're just kind of diving in, really.
See what happens.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going to have like a whole bunch of gigs, and hopefully lots of tours coming up, and just trying to be as busy as possible, playing to as many people as possible.
And keep enjoying it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Stop enjoying it. It's time to stop. Oh no, that's gambling and drugs. But, yeah.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
Well, thanks very much, Caleb. It's
pleasure.
Been a pleasure to speak to you.
Yeah, you too.
And good luck on the tour.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Come on.